Book 16. A ship fired, a tide turned. That was the way the fighting went for one sea-going ship. Meanwhile, Patroclus approached Achilles, his commander, streaming warm tears, like a shaded mountain spring that makes a rock ledge run with dusky water. Achilles watched him come and felt a pang for him. Then the great prince and runner said, "Patroclus, why all the weeping? Like a small girl child who runs beside her mother and cries to be taken up, and catches at her gown and will not let her go, looking up in tears until she has her wish. That's how you seem, Patroclus, winking out your glimmering tears. Have you something to tell the Myrmidons or me? Some message you alone have heard from Thyra? But they say that Actor's son, Menoetius, is living still, and Peleus, the son of Aeacus, lives on amid his Myrmidons. If one of these were dead, we should be grieved. Or is this weeping over the Argives, seeing how they perish at the long ships by their own bloody fault? Speak out now, don't conceal it, let us share it." And groaning, Patroclus, you replied, "Achilles, prince and greatest of Achaeans, be forbearing. They are badly hurt. All who were the best fighters are now lying among the ships with spear or arrow wounds. Diomedes, Tydeus's rugged son, was shot. Odysseus and Agamemnon, the great spearman, have spear wounds. Eurypylus took an arrow shot deep in his thigh. Surgeons with medicines are attending them to ease their wounds. But you are a hard case, Achilles. God forbid this rage you nurse should master me. You and your fearsome pride, what good will come of it to anyone later, unless you keep disaster from the Argives? Have you no pity? Peleus, master of horse, was not your father. Thetis was not your mother. Cold gray sea and sea cliffs bore you, making a mind so harsh.